Exodus chapter 39. From the blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, they made woven garments for serving in the sanctuary. They made holy garments that were for Aaron, just as the Lord commanded Moses. He made the ephod of gold, blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twisted linen. They hammered the gold into thin sheets and cut it into narrow strips to weave them into the purple, blue, and scarlet yarn, and into the fine linen, the work of an artistic designer. They made shoulder pieces for it, attached to two of its corners, so it could be joined together. The artistically woven waistband of the ephod that was on it was like it, of one piece with it, of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine twisted linen, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. They set the onyx stones in gold filigree settings, engraved as with the engravings of a seal with the names of the sons of Israel. He put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod, as stones of memorial for the Israelites, just as the Lord commanded Moses. He made the breastpiece, the work of an artistic designer, in the same fashion as the ephod, of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet, and fine twisted linen. It was square. They made the breastpiece doubled, 9 inches long and 9 inches wide when doubled. They set on it four rows of stones, a row with a ruby, a topaz, and a beryl, the first row, and the second row, a turquoise, a sapphire, and an emerald, and the third row, a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst, and in the fourth row, a chrysolite, an onyx, and a jasper. They were enclosed in gold filigree settings. The stones were for the names of the sons of Israel, 12, corresponding to the number of their names. Each name corresponding to one of the 12 tribes was like the engravings of a seal. They made for the breastpiece braided chains like cords of pure gold, and they made two gold filigree settings and two gold rings, and they attached the two rings to the upper two ends of the breastpiece. They attached the two gold chains to the two rings at the ends of the breastpiece. The other two ends of the two chains they attached to the two settings, and they attached them to the shoulder pieces of the ephod at the front of it. They made two rings of gold and put them on the other two ends of the breastpiece on its edge, which is on the inner side of the ephod. They made two more gold rings and attached them to the bottom of the two shoulder pieces on the front of the ephod, close to the juncture above the waistband of the ephod. They tied the breastpiece by its rings to the rings of the ephod by blue cord, so that it was above the waistband of the ephod, so that the breastpiece would not be loose from the ephod, just as the Lord commanded Moses. He made the robe of the ephod completely blue, the work of a weaver. There was an opening in the center of the robe, like the opening of a collar, with the edge all around the opening so that it could not be torn. They made pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and twisted fine around the hem of the robe. They made bells of pure gold and attached the bells between the pomegranates around the hem of the robe between the pomegranates. There was a bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, all around the hem of the robe, to be used in ministering, just as the Lord commanded Moses. They made fine tunics of linen, the work of a weaver, for Aaron and for his sons, and the turban of fine linen, the headbands of fine linen, and the undergarments of fine twisted linen. The sash was of fine twisted linen and purple, blue, and scarlet yarn, the work of an embroiderer, just as the Lord commanded Moses. They made a plate, the holy diadem, of pure gold, and wrote on it an inscription, as on the engravings of a seal, Holiness to the Lord. They attached to it a blue cord, to attach it to the turban above, just as the Lord commanded Moses. So all the work of the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, was completed, and the Israelites did according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses. They did it exactly so. They brought the tabernacle to Moses, the tent and all its furnishings, clasps, frames, bars, posts, and bases, and the coverings of ram skins dyed red, the coverings of fine leather and its protecting curtain, the Ark of the Testimony and its poles, and the atonement lid, the table, all its utensils, and the bread of presence, the pure lampstand, its lamps, and the lamps set in order, and all its accessories, and oil for the light, and the gold altar and the anointing oil and the fragrant incense and the curtain for the entrance and the tent, the bronze altar and its bronze gate gratings, its poles and all its utensils, the large basin with its pedestals, the hangings of the courtyard, its posts and its bases, and the curtain for the gateway of the courtyard, its ropes and its tent pegs, and all the furnishings for the service of the tabernacle, for the tent of meeting, the woven garments for serving in the sanctuary, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments for his sons to minister as priests. The Israelites did all the work according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses. Moses inspected all the work, and they had done it just as the Lord had commanded. They had done it exactly, and Moses blessed them. This reading is from the New English Translation, available online at Bible.org. To find out more information about the podcast, visit us at thebiblepodcast.org.